Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Brings home for a huge series.
Yeah, it's a big series this early in the season.
Yes, they need this one. They need some get back. Mm-hmm. All right, I know y'all here already, Dodgers, get back. It's all that's on my mind. And so, as we know, day off yesterday, hopefully get some rest and, you know, best foot forward. Grant Holmes is on the mound tonight. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see the Shag and him go out there and shut
best
down
hair
the
forward.
Dodgers. I saw Spencer Swillenbach. I saw he won like pitcher of the month or something like that. Good for him. But yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously a big deal anytime a team like that comes to town, defending World Series champions, best player in the world, plus Freddie Freeman coming back, plus a million other things that you add to it, not to mention the fact that they swept the Braves early in the year on that horrible 0-7 road trip to start the season.
Which
they've almost completely dug their way out of in terms of getting back to 500. I think it would really validate climbing your way back out of it, taking two out of three, or even, I mean,
Why not all of them?
That'd be crazy.
Why not all of them?
But winning the series against the Dodgers at home this weekend would feel pretty damn good and kind of be a little bit of a, I don't know what you'd call it, almost like a bookend to the beginning of the season of like, all right, started off about as bad as it possibly could. Then you got a little healthier, things got better, bats got hotter, got some pitching, this, that, whatever. And then those guys came to town and you were able to handle your business against them. Now you're back right. I guess if you sweep them, you'll be above 500. And then you can sort of go on about your business from there.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, if they come in and smoke you again, then maybe you're not that far away from where you were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what
a litmus test is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't always end up with a positive result. Sometimes you find out that, oh, yeah, all right, we're still a ways away from where these guys are at.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully that's not what happens. No. But Dodgers are pretty damn good.
They are good, but we will see. They are not indestructible as we kind of thought at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, you talked about it.
Yes, they're not going to go 162.
I think we talked about Monday that, you know, a lot of injuries in their pitching and everything like that. And so, I mean, the Braves can take advantage of it. I mean, we're getting closer to the return of Ronald Acuña. Still don't know what the actual date is.
Yeah,
but it's
going to
be.
Are we?
It's May.
Because no one said anything about it lately.
It's
going to
be in May, Bunk.
I'm hopeful. That's one of the things, like the off-the-field things that I'm hopeful about today with them coming back to town and Snit meeting with the media at some point. It's like, because we haven't really heard anything about Spencer Strider. You know what I mean? Is he throwing off the mound yet? Is there kind of a date? How's his leg feel? You know,
right?
I haven't heard anything.
No, keep it close to the vest.
Which fine, but that'd be great to know. You know, because that's one of the things that everybody brings up whenever it's like, yeah, off to a tough start, but this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And obviously, he did come back once, and then he got hurt playing catch, and then he went back to the IL, and then he'll come back again, but we just don't know when. The Ronald Acuña thing too is like, yeah, it's going to happen at some point. It would be cool to get a little bit of a, you know, just like a ballpark.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Is he in Florida or is he in California?
Oh.
Last we heard, he was in California getting checked out.
I thought he was in Florida.
Is he in Florida?
I don't know.
That was the plan. I don't know.
I don't know.
Where in the world is Ronald Acuña?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Does he have on a red and white striped sweater?
Braves colors.
Yeah. Where in the world is Ronnie?
I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll find that out today.
Yeah,
and then maybe they'll put a little bit more of a timeline on when we can expect him back.
Well, it's May. So I'm expecting him back any week now. How about that? I'm not going to say any day, any week, not put any pressure on them and everything, but it'd be exciting to get them. But, yeah, it'd be obviously the crowd, and we talked about it, and you just mentioned the start of the show. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Yeah.
And everything can get started on time. And
my tomorrow man, evening is probably the questionable
yeah,
one.
Yeah, my man Bo ain't got to sit there at 2 in the morning and everything like that. So let's hopefully we can get you in and out of that and just go out with a good showing. And if you don't win them all, don't get just demolished. I think that's the biggest thing is, like, you were talking about, you know, as far as the litmus test and all those different things, still a whole lot of ball left. But at the same time, this team just ramrodded you to start the year, you know. And so you want to be able to try at least compete, because when we were out there in L.A., there was no hitting. There was no run. I mean, yeah. It was just a one-sided event.
Well, and then you had the one game that was good, and then, you know, you got walked off by the best guy in baseball. I mean, you know?
How's he doing?
Which will happen. He got banged up. He's back. Okay. I mean, he's doing good as he always does. But yeah, look, I mean, the Dodgers are the standard right now in the National League. As much as they're not maybe going to go 135 and whatever, they're still in first place in that division. That division's really good. You're going up against Yamamoto today, Sasaki tomorrow, and then Dustin May, who had a really good performance against you in that first series as well. And, you know, Grant Holmes, Spencer Schwellenbach, Bryce Elder is fine. I think Elder's had a couple of good starts in a row. Hopefully he can do that again.
On Sunday Night Baseball,
I feel
baby.
Good about Schwellenbach
Sunday
for
night
sure.
Baseball.
And then, who again, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, hopefully you guys do your best, you know, because that would be really good to get the first two so then it's not hinging on Bryce Elder on Sunday night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It all starts with Grant Holmes tonight. I saw a great tweet from Brandon Gowden earlier in the week, the Braves play-by-play guy, about the Braves situation and where they started. I know there was a lot of stuff early in the year about teams that start 0-7. Nobody has ever started 0-7 and made the playoffs. However many teams started 0-7, I don't know how, but there's like a lot of teams that have. Only four teams that started 0-7 ever even made it back to .500.
Man,
that year?
That's amazing, especially many games.
Of the teams that did it, it was like 40 or 50 or something like that, teams that have ever started 0-7. Only four of them have ever made it back to .500. Had the Braves won on Thursday, they would have been .500, and that would have made them the fastest team ever back to .500.
Really?
The fastest now, the record right now is, I think it was like the Red Sox or something in the 70s, got back to .500 38 games into the season.
Okay.
So if the Braves win today and tomorrow,
right,
they're back to .500 32 games into the season.
Wow.
So that would be the fastest anyone's ever gotten, which I think, you know, is that sort of is that like a fun trivia question answer? Yeah. But I also think it would kind of speak to, you know, validating all of that stuff that we said in that 0-7 start, which is they're just better than this.
Right.
They're better than this. There's no way that this team can be like this. And also the thing about it, too, is I think a lot about that start and even the 5-13 start was that team wasn't really the team that's going to play today. Like, that's the team that you're not going to see later in the year, just in terms of who's in the lineup.
Right.
The lineup is already better than it was then because guys are healthy and you just
I'm playing better.
Verdugo has sort of done what he's done and guys are playing better. But yeah, I mean, if you can go from 0-7 to .500 in 32 games, I think that obviously that takes a hot stretch of baseball, which they're in right now, 9 of their last 12. But that would be the fastest anyone's ever done it. Then hopefully you don't have to talk about .500 anymore.
Right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.